there's a crisis in Indian country. As many as 300 indigenous women go missing or are murdered every year in North America. Those numbers could be higher, but we don't know because no one is really tracking them. Now, a Southern Cheyenne woman is trying to do just that. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, it's a daunting task.
There's a storm rolling in over the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana. The clouds are low and dark as distant lightning cracks over a green prairie. Wade Running Crane is starting to get wet.
This is like a sign from Ashley that she's here.
Yeah, because I heard someone say that Ashley liked this kind of weather, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She's here.
She liked this one. Yeah.
That last voice belongs to Ashley's mother, Loxie Loring.
She's not gone because she wants to be gone. I know something happened to her.
The Blackfoot Confederacy straddles the U.S. and Canadian border. Nearly 20 women have been murdered or have gone missing from this relatively small community over the past decade. Ashley disappeared a year ago, and you can find pictures of her all over the reservation. They're taped onto grocery store doors or in gas station windows, and in many of those photos, Ashley is holding a camera, wearing glasses and a warm, slight smile.
She was outgoing. She wasn't scared of anything. And for how small she is,
Almost everyone in Indian country knows a woman who was taken violently and quickly from this world. But despite those stories, the FBI isn't really tracking the numbers. Ashley's cousin, Ivan McDonald, says that lack of data makes it really hard for those in Indian country to explain this crisis to people in power.
We already know this is an issue. We already know this is a problem. We already know this is a crisis. And we don't need those. We don't need statistics to sort of legitimize it for us. We need statistics to legitimize it for everyone that isn't us.
And that's where Anita Lucchesi comes in. She used to teach Ashley Loring at the local community college in Browning, Montana.
She didn't know how smart she was. She was always so happy whenever she got a good grade. And really? Really? I got an A? Yes, you did. You're smart.
Lucchesi is a doctoral student at the University of Lethbridge in Canada now. And back when she was working on her master's thesis, she tried to find the total number of missing and murdered Indigenous women in the U.S.
And after kind of doing some Googling, I realized, well, nobody has the right number.
Even if a local police report is filed, some of those cases never make it to the FBI's crime database. This is because there's no requirement to file those reports nationally unless the person is a juvenile. Lucchesi says this allows many Native women to fall through the cracks.
I would venture a guess that if we did have the data, it would show that Native women are more disproportionately represented.
So she's creating her own database by filing public record requests with local law enforcement agencies. So far, she's documented more than 2,000 cases across both the U.S. and Canada. Most occurred over the last 20 years. These women, she says, are more than just data points. They're loved ones.
Loved ones that have just completely fallen off of our radar. And that's just unacceptable.
Canada has an ongoing multi-million dollar federal inquiry into the issue. And in 2014, federal police filed a comprehensive report on missing and murdered Indigenous women. But they're running into problems updating those numbers each year, in part because, just like in the U.S., it's not routine for local police departments to share that information. Down here, Congress introduced Savannah's Act last year. It requires an annual report on the number of missing and murdered Indigenous women. But since the Senate committee hearing back in October, nothing's happened. Ashley's cousin, Ivan McDonald, is getting tired.
You know, it's been 500 years since the onset of colonization, but we're still trying to legitimize that this is a crisis we've been experiencing.
Frustration about this crisis is mounting on the Blackfeet Reservation. Today, a large crowd calls for justice for Ashley Loring as they march down a main highway blocking traffic. Two teenage girls are at the helm, riding horseback. Ashley's mom is marching with them. Loxie Loring says Ashley loved riding horses and writing poetry. She was the spunky one of the bunch.
You know, like how you look at your kids, you know, when you have kids, you know, when you get, you know, like one will be quiet, one's loud, one, you know what I mean? They all have their different personalities. And Ashley was very, you know, she was a good girl. It's hard.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Browning, Montana.